At this time of year, it is not uncommon for last-minute guests to show up on your doorstep. When they do, you're going to want to feed them or entertain them in some way, so be prepared this holiday season by having the following 10 foods on hand. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and this is 10 foods to have on hand this holiday season. Cheese. Cheese is delicious. Most people love it, and having a few good varieties on hand will ensure that no matter what, you have a snack that your guest is more than likely to love, unless they're lactose intolerant, and a snack that takes no effort to put together. I suggest having a minimum of 3 varieties of cheese on hand. I know that seems a lot, but it's always a good idea. Blue cheese. Even though not everyone likes it, I always suggest having one type of blue cheese in your fridge. For those who do like it, it will be a welcome treat. And I do suggest sticking with milder blue cheeses, which will please any palate. Gorgonzola is always a safe bet. It's not too pungent. Other varieties work well for a range of people are Shropshire Blue, Stilton, and Benedictine Blue. Now, if you live in Nova Scotia, Blue Harbor makes a really good blue cheese, which can be found at Pete's and Sobeys. And another Nova Scotia cheese, Dragon's Breath Blue Cheese from that Dutchman, is always a crowd pleaser. Cheddar. Along with blue cheese, a firmer cheese like a good quality aged cheddar is always nice as well. The key here is good quality. Avoid big brands like Kraft and Cracker Barrel. Go to the deli section and look through the selection of higher end cheeses. Spending a little extra money on a really good cheddar is absolutely worth it. Cow's 2-year-old cheddar is amazing. Balderson cheddar is very good as well. And those are cheeses you'll find at the grocery store. Soft cheeses. A soft cheese like Brie or Camembert can be served by itself with bread or crackers, even with some fruit. But it also works well as part of a larger cheese plate. Crackers. A good variety of crackers never hurt anyone. I'm always partial to Breton crackers, Ritz, and Triscuits, which will please just about everybody. Nowadays, it's a good idea to have gluten-free option on hand as well. Breton makes really good gluten-free crackers, as does Mary's. Having some good fruit and nut crackers or crostinis on hand makes a nice added touch. Really, though, just anything crisp that can hold some cheese or dip will do. Preserves. Whether it's pickles, olives, jams, or chutneys, having preserves on hand is always a good idea, too. They last long and work well with cheese, cured meats, and anything else you can imagine. I like gherkins a lot, along with cocktail onions, good quality olives, and a savory jam. Dips and spreads. Dips and spreads are good to have on hand, but they don't have the longest shelf life. But what's really good about them is they're really easy to make. Whether it's spinach and artichoke dip, smoked salmon cream cheese spread, or whatever else you can imagine, you can make it pretty quickly. As long as you have ingredients on hand, a delicious dip can be thrown together from almost anything. For example, cooked bacon with onion, a pile of corn, some chipotle and cream, pureed makes an amazing spread. Same with peas, prosciutto, and some fresh herbs. You don't need much to make something that will blow people away. Beverages. Having a variety of alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages around is always a good idea. Two. There's a lot of things, and I just keep repeating that everything's a good idea. If you do have alcohol, make sure that you have things to mix with it. I actually really like the idea of either learning or coming up with one really good cocktail that is your quote-unquote Christmas cocktail that you make for all your guests. It doesn't have to be complicated, but it'll give your guests something a bit surprising and hopefully very delicious. Plus, it'll make it easier on you if you're just making the same thing over and over. Fruit. You can cut it up and add it to cheese plates, or just offer it by itself. You can't go wrong with a variety of fruit. I like to have clementines, grapes, and apples around, but dried fruit like dates, apricots, and figs are great also, because they have a really long shelf life and make a great snack, or they go great with cheese and meats too. Cured meats. This could be as simple as a 3-pack of antipasto meats you get at the grocery store. However, you could also go out and get some high-end pâté. Whatever you like, just have it around. Worst case scenario is that you get to eat it all by yourself. Having some cured meats on hand makes it easy to put a quick last-minute snack platter together. Chocolate. It's the holidays. Have chocolate. Period. Baked goods. Any kind of cookie, cake, square, or whatever else is good to have on hand because they are great at any time of day. If you have someone drop by for tea on Saturday morning, you likely aren't going to want to bust out a cheese plate. Same goes for late-night visitors. Nuts. I wasn't going to include this on my list because a lot of people have nut allergies. However, unless you know that someone with nut allergies is coming to your house, I would have them around. They work great on their own or can be added to a cheese or a snack tray. Other things. I'm sure that there are other things that you like to have around at this time of year, and I would love to hear about them in on my social media or wherever. I'd love to hear what you like to eat. I personally always love to have smoked mussels and cream cheese around because it is one of my all-time favorite things. Maybe you like to have a shrimp ring. Who knows? The point is just to be prepared to be a good house host no matter how big of a surprise your guests are. I think that's a big part of what this time of year is all about. So there you go, 10 things, or 10 foods to have on hand this season. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual on this lovely Friday. Is it Friday? Susan, is it Friday?
Yeah.
On this lovely Friday morning. Sorry, I forgot what day it was. I hope that you have a fantastic day and a fantastic weekend. And I'll be back tomorrow with questions of the week. I'll see you then.